Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1122. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Chris Calamita. What is up, good sir?
Well, welcome back, Kevin. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been weird with the way the holidays fell. We didn't record two shows at any point. And it also so happened, occasionally, just because Jeremy and I don't necessarily travel for one of the holidays, sometimes we can sneak in a Friday show from time to time. But that was not even in the works. This has honestly been the longest time in years that I have that I've taken off time from a stunt granny show in any way. So yeah, it's kind of wild to have actually taken a full 2 weeks off here. That's pretty wild. But yeah, hey, we're back to the wrestling grind here because why not? And this is something that struck me. WWE Raw, they had a Stranger Things theme. And I'm honestly shocked that no one, and I mean absolutely no one from the show was there.
No one. Yeah, no, it was a strange
What?
it was a strange thing. I mean, it was just like, we're doing this, it's the biggest show in the world. They don't need WWE's help to hype them
To
up.
advertise, yeah.
Everyone in the world has already seen who cares, has already seen the finale. It was a strange, strange bedfellows. Yeah, strange, strange. It just it didn't it didn't it didn't and it didn't really add much to the way we, I mean, it was kind of, again, the production team does a good job with those elements. I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna say they
Yeah,
don't. It, and
they
they've
did
and
some fun stuff like is like set design kind
yes,
of.
and you know what? Recently, they've been skimping on set design for the sake of just fitting as many people into a building as humanly possible. And as
Yes, they have.
I think the television experience has actually lost something from that, the
Oh.
lack of entrance set design. So this brought some of that back. It felt like kind of like a Halloween Havoc type, setting. So
Oh,
that was kind
yeah.
of cool. I didn't I know Jerry Mays hated it from the start, but I'm like, okay, this isn't terrible. I'm kind of enjoying this. I don't, again, I don't totally get it because it's not like Stranger Things needs WWE's help, and I don't know if
Yeah, I don't know.
WWE didn't really get anything because, no one from the show was there. They didn't there wasn't any bigger tie-in.
Yeah, like it's kind of wild. There's got like with a group that big, you've got to think that you're like at least one of these people is a wrestling fan or like has a family member that's a wrestling
Yeah.
fan.
Yeah, we
Some,
can.
like someone's got to be like, yeah, I'll sign up for that one. I don't know. Maybe Wynonna still needs money, and she's just like, sure, let's just kayfabe this thing. Let's.
I'm sure those were her exact words.
It,
Yeah, no, it's what it was. I don't feel like
yeah.
it didn't get in the way. I don't feel like it really got in the way or anything. I mean,
No.
I'm not sure how much there really was to get in the way of, because as I coined the phrase last night, things happened, but it still
Oh.
felt like nothing happened.
It was wild to have a show in general that. It was it three championship matches?
Yes, three championship matches. There are only four matches in all, and the show went off a little early too, so
Oh,
yeah, it was,
it felt
yeah.
like it's like just if you look at it on paper with the match schedule, especially what when we're talking pay-per-views, there are five matches. Four
Yeah.
matches with three of them as championships. It's just like. This should have an almost pay-per-view feel, and it just didn't.
It no, it really didn't, and it didn't feel as obviously it didn't feel as big as the debut last year on Netflix, a year ago. It didn't, yeah. It
Yeah,
I
like
mean,
they busted out all kinds of camera angles and all kinds of wild stuff to, debut it. But this one is just like, hey, we're just gonna do a little set design here. So we're gonna have Demogorgons all over the place and what.
The main thing was they promoted the main event of
Oh.
this episode of Raw for over a month.
Yes. That they did do.
That they did do. So that was the big hook regarding this Monday Night Raw. And I mean, I'm not gonna say the match was bad or anything. It was a very good match. But in the end, Punk retains. No one, shows up unexpectedly. No real big angle. Just, Punk is able to avoid the spear and hit the GTS, his second GTS, and put Bron Breakker away clean after the Vision was ran away by the trio
The
of
new
luchadors.
LWO, the
I
new
guess.
LWO.
They did a good job, making that feel like
Oh.
really, really chaotic. Because when they were in that crowd, they were getting close to people, like it was almost like
Oh.
dangerously close to fans and whatnot.
Yeah,
So that, so, so, so
it was a fun brawl. It was a fun brawl and a fun kind of added
yeah, but
element to that match.
yeah, in that regard, it was fun. I mean, obviously, if you look at the size difference between the luchadors and the three members of the Vision, it was kind of ridiculous that they were chasing them away like that. But again, that's a nitpick. But yeah,
Oh,
it
yeah.
felt like either we should have gotten a title change or something major should have happened to help. Someone should have returned, whether it's Roman Reigns, whether it's even Seth Rollins, where something could, it was set up very much for like felt like something should have happened. And that is probably the biggest complaint on WWE TV right now, is it does feel like nothing's happening.
Yeah, and it didn't even feel like it wasn't like a Braun Breaker crowning moment either to me.
No,
Like sometimes you can still get that in defeat,
you can,
and
no.
this one didn't. Not again and again, not to go with like, oh, he did terrible. I thought he had a bad match. Just like no, like obviously there was that one spot that, I feel like went sideways with the first Frankensteiner.
Yes, that definitely did. Yeah, they had yes, after the match, I believe it was said that they did have to check Braun out, and he is fine from
Yeah.
that.
So that aside though, like that was the only thing that really stood out to me as far as like a bad match happening. Like Bron Breakker still had a good match. It was probably his longest match of his career, I would assume. And because I can't
Yeah,
think,
I'd
mostly
say definitely
NXT
there
main
was.
event. Well, hold on. I'm gonna wonder what the runtime on that was here, just to see what the 26:40. Yeah, because I mean that was pretty lengthy. Because I and it was a little bit surprising. Yeah, I guess I was expecting a longer Raw, so I was a little bit surprised when this started. Just
Yeah,
because
it
I'm
started. Yeah,
like,
started very early. Yeah, it went long, but the show still was over well before, well before, 10:30 Eastern.
yeah.
The match was set up so that Breaker would just. It was set up, kind of almost reverse psychology way, where it's the heel who just keeps kicking out of everything the babyface is throwing at him, and CM Punk lucked out that Bron Breakker never hit the spear.
Oh, yeah. I mean I guess that's the big thing that Bron Breakker can hang his hat on next time. He can do I learned from my mistakes, and you're not going to get away with it this next time kind of situation. Yeah, I still don't really love that for him.
I don't love it. It didn't leave Brian with enough. I don't think. There's no argument for a rematch here.
Yeah, that's what I really didn't. But again, like you kind of, A, I definitely got the vibe sometime during the match. I'm like, I don't think Braun's winning this. Like it felt like if Braun won, it wasn't going to be a lengthy match.
That and then when the vision showed up,
Oh.
that's when the light bulb went off. Like, okay, this is, they're coming out like this. This is the fake out of, oh my God, Punk has no chance. And okay, of course, he overcomes the odds and wins.
Yeah, so yeah, it leaves Braun with a lot to be desired, and yeah, there's only so much you're gonna keep Gunther away from that title too, so that just kind of makes for an interesting situation in that department. Like who ends up getting there for the first time or again.
We weren't left with any hints for what's next for Punk, which you could have done, something
Oh. Hey.
to send him in some kind of a direction, whether he's going to be
Or
wrestling at the Royal Rumble, joining his title at the Royal Rumble or not,
yeah, or
which.
even like you were talking about, some type of pop during the match or even after the match, just have some Roman Reigns come out and stare him down after the match.
Yeah, something like that. Absolutely. Yeah,
Don't need to get super creative with it. Just surprise appearance, end of Raw.
And that gets into my other thing. We're into January. If with the exception of Michael Cole, no one is mentioning the Royal Rumble.
It's one of those things where it's going to be interesting with the amount of overseas shows, especially now going into WrestleMania season. Because is this 2 years in a row now? Because I mean, I know that this is that the Rumble's in Saudi, is it not? So, but they're still doing a tour like pre-WrestleMania through Europe again, if and which is why they're in Düsseldorf, right?
Well, yeah, pre-WrestleMania, it's pre-Royal Rumble. I mean,
Oh, this is pre-Royal Rumble. This is a little bit earlier then.
they're doing it. They're doing that early, so they'll be overseas for a couple of weeks. They'll come back, I think, for a week maybe, because I know they got the SmackDown and Serious main event in Montreal the week before the Royal Rumble, and then probably after Raw on Monday. That's everyone's got to head over there. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's gonna be
that's a long ass
that whole thing.
trip.
And when Michael Cole was doing the ad read for the Royal Rumble, were people booing? I kind of swear I heard people booing. Like, and then they kind of turned, then they turned off the crowd noise. I could have swore I heard that.
I am unsure. I was not paying that much attention.
This Saudi Rumble stuff's gonna be it's that stuff's gonna be an interesting experience. I mean, it'll be nice. I mean, the Royal Rumble will be over in the middle of, in the middle of the day, and you got your night to yourself.
Yeah, I feel like aren't those ones that end up starting closer to like noon?
I think it's 2 Eastern,
2
they're
Eastern
saying.
is what the typical start time is.
So the show to probably
Okay.
go to about 6, maybe? They probably go about 6, yeah. It'll start
Yeah,
with, for me, it'll be 1 o'clock,
well,
and 1 to 5. Yeah.
yeah, I guess it's one of those ones where I'm like, oh, this is kind of a little more reasonable time. You know, it's
Yeah,
not like
I.
the Australia shows starting at
Okay,
God,
yeah,
whatever
right,
god awful hour that was.
yeah.
It's
Yeah.
just like, oh, yeah, like Saudi shows,
It's.
kind of time wise, aren't that bad.
Yeah, no. A number of these places they go, it is kind of nice. They have the show over in the middle of the day. Yes, it's. I have grown to enjoy those. I know the arguments against having your biggest shows of the year in Saudi Arabia, and I don't entirely disagree with them.
Yeah, but and that was the point that I was going to get around to originally when we kind of went down a little bit of this rabbit hole, was that I do wonder if there's going to be a little less hype, like whether there is booing or not. It just because it's just a destination that not many people are going to visit. You know, just like it's wild to me that they're like, hey, come to Perth and help us advertise. And it's just like, dog, I am not going to Western Australia. Thank you very much. I am not spending that much time in a plane. I'm not getting paid to do it. Looks beautiful. Do not plan on coming. Thank you. And Saudi Arabia has got to be it have a similar vibe for a lot of people. You know, it's one thing, like, could you talk me into a show in Paris? Yeah, you could. You know, like there are definitely some of those destinations where I could, I don't think I'd ever go there just for the wrestling, but you know, if it happened as a side experience, I would probably be involved. But yeah, Saudi Arabia, yeah, that was a tough sell. That one is a tough sell.
Not happening.
They okay, yep. I'm not sure the deserts look beautiful, but you guys have fun with that stuff. I'll not be seeing you. Thank you very much. So yeah, I do wonder with the second biggest event of the year not in the US if that's going to hurt it some. And I mean, I guess I just like now that you mentioned it, it's one of those things where I don't feel like there's anything set up for the Royal Rumble right now. Like, I feel like there's at least some type of Royal Rumble hook by now.
Yeah, I think they're right.
You
That's
know,
fair.
whether, like you said, even if it's a championship match, you know, someone comes out to challenge Punk. If it doesn't happen until the Rumble, so what? You know, like, you have your main event right there, like, and you've already said it. I guess I haven't even started to think about who might end up being the winner this year.
Yeah, and they're not pointing you in any directions. Yet.
Yeah, I mean, you could go back. I mean, you could run Braun Breaker and CM Punk back at WrestleMania with Braun winning the title finally.
I don't think that's where they're going.
Well, I was just like, oh, I was maybe connecting some possible dots, and given what we had already talked about. So, yeah, I don't think that tends to be it. It does, similar to, well, not similar to the opposite of like some of the titles like King of the Ring work better for heels. It does feel like more times than not, the Royal Rumble winner works better for baby faces because people want to cheer the win.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
So, but yeah, have not really thought about who might be there, but I do feel like they have some candidates on the short list, but I'm not sure that we really need to get into that right now.
No, I probably don't. No. It's
Yeah.
early for us to do it.
Well, Yeah, but that is kind of weird that the WWE just really doesn't have anything set up for that. Given that it usually is their second biggest event of the year. So yeah, interesting, interesting. Yeah. So I guess within the other two championship matches here, do you want to start at the earlier one with there was just a lot of and now that I'm looking at it a lot of women's action.
Yes, there was. There definitely was a lot of women's action on this. Yes, this was a big women's show. Yes. Yes, we kicked it off with the Rhea Ripley and Io Sky defeating the Kabuki Warriors for the Women's Tag Team Championships. Starting the show off I guess on a hot note with the title change.
Yeah, I mean, it was gonna be kind of interesting just because they've had some other three-way matches, what they were gonna do about this. They have really flooded the women's tag team division with teams. And it seems like it can be a viable thing as long as everyone sticks around that is basically involved currently.
Yeah, absolutely. I see this con yeah this continuing. I could see the titles, being a bit of a maybe being a bit of a hot potato over the next few months. And we'll still keep doing with the the various comp you have all these combinations of singles and tag matches you can do that still haven't even been done. It's it's the deepest division in all of wrestling.
Yeah, it is kind of wild that them calling people up has allowed them to do that. That and having an extra hour of SmackDown is going to either test their depth or use it, one of the two.
It'll test their depth. I mean, they're definitely we're already seeing. SmackDown's gonna get the dearth of the new of the new people. Although one new person they're not getting, one Javon Evans, who signs with Monday Night Raw during a commercial break, apparently.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I guess those of us with VPNs got to see this moment, I suppose.
Oh, only the big stuff happens during the commercial breaks,
Yeah, I mean that was on the list of not a shocker. Given what he has already shown, and what we did have some Obafemi ads also
Yeah,
that have
we've gotten
gone.
Obafemi ads across both shows while he's still NXT champion. So th this will be interesting. I mean, the match has probably been over about 5, 6 minutes now. His latest NXT title defense. I'll probably check that out on YouTube as soon as we're done here. And then we have Trick Williams officially on SmackDown.
Yep.
And there's Jordynne
Yeah.
Grace teasing SmackDown, and the return slash debut of Matt Cardona as under that name is now officially on SmackDown and back in WWE full time after all these damn years.
It was kind of interesting when he came out. That Corey Graves was the one to call out the situation when because I thought Michael Cole said something kind of snide when he came back for the John Cena the last
Oh
time
yeah.
is
Oh, the
now.
oh, they were burying him on commentary.
Yeah, so I found it kind of interesting that that Michael Cole handed off those duties to. To what's his name? Corey Graves. This go around. That made me ch chuckle. But yeah, that's an interesting one. I still
That
don't.
is an interesting one. I don't know what a ceiling. I'm not feeling that we're getting a high ceiling here. This is just SmackDown's 3 hours. We need bodies.
Yeah, I do not think I still think his wife is going to continue to hold a better spot than him, even
Well,
though she had her own championship troubles.
I don't get this at all. I don't understand I guess I don't understand why she won the belt back in the first place, and then only lose it right back to the person who she lost it she won it from, who has still they've still done nothing to fix this presentation of Julia.
I've liked it a little bit better. It could still use some work. It still doesn't feel organic enough.
Right.
And
No,
it
her and Keanu, yeah,
also.
the chemistry's not there. It's not, yeah, that you're said, it's not organic. She's just very dull right now. There's just they haven't brought
It's
and
kind
even in
of weird to me
NXT.
that I still don't understand, like, is she a baby face or is she a heel? Like,
That's a good question right now.
I know that that's more fluid than it used to be,
Oh yes, it
but
is.
I've got
Everyone's chicken.
nothing, like I felt like the crowd was starting to get behind her a little bit in this
Yeah,
matchup. But
I
it's
mean, a
also
little
like
bit.
it almost reminds me of like Io Sky from 2 years ago, where they started kind of it seemed like they pushed her before the crowd really started reacting, but then when they kind of kept her at the top of the card, she started to consistently get the cheers.
Yeah, I mean, as a full-fledged baby face, they really pushed it hard. I mean, and her own performances are what kept her there. But yeah, I mean, we all remember it was just her winning the title from Rhea Ripley, throwing a monkey wrench into WrestleMania. That came out of absolute nowhere, and a lot of people. Me, we're pretty unhappy about it at the time. But yeah, I don't see Julia at Io Sky 2 years ago. Well, 2 years ago, Io
No.
Sky was women's champion as a heel. After cashing in Money in the Bank, getting ready for her feud with Bayley. Yeah, I don't see her in that era at all. I mean, it's just
Well,
there's a lot of
yeah.
work to do, and I don't and. I, again, this this it didn't make sense to take this thing off of Chelsea Green while she's
A double champ.
she well yeah well
Yeah.
yeah the double champion, the stuff with Ethan Page, who hasn't even who, he himself is just he's obviously still in NXT, and so yeah, it was a yeah kind of a whole weird run for Chelsea Green to get it back again for a little bit, and then just to, pass it right back to the person she lost. She won it from the first place.
And not
Yeah,
really
who's
get,
very much the same.
yeah, if they had at least gotten Julia to a better stage of popularity by doing it this
She
way.
should have. She. They
But I
might
don't.
need to cut their losses with Kiana James, honestly. I mean,
That
it's
was
she
the
just
one thing
she
how
looks
it.
ridiculous. I mean, she just looks. I mean, it's not even just when she has matches. She has to walk to the ring in this. She's trying to wear her power suits with this knee brace. It's just like it's the whole thing. It just throws the whole thing off. The whatever they're trying to go for off. And it's just like, yeah, it's not working. They absolutely should have turned Julia full-fledged face.
Yeah.
If they were going to give her this belt back.
Yeah. They definitely needed to do more for her than they have at this point. Because, yeah, Kiana James, she's just not helping the act, really.
No, not really helping herself either. It's just it's she's just someone that just it just didn't work out. And I'm not sure exactly why they're Trying to force it with her, and when they were so easy, quick to get let other people go.
Well, and it's almost another one too, where they just kind of have half-assed her being the mouthpiece. Like, she doesn't get enough mouthpiece spots to be the mouthpiece, really.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't really. No.
You know, like, she doesn't come out and brag about Julia at all, or like maybe did once, but just doesn't consistently get to do it. And it's just like, I don't. What's the use of a mouthpiece that doesn't really talk and then just loses pretty much every match that she's in? It's another one that's got to win at least every now and again.
Right. Yeah.
Got to win at least every now and again if you want to be taken seriously. And she is certainly not in that category. So yeah, yeah, still needs still some development that needs to be done there with Julia for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I still think that there's a lot of potential there, but things have certainly not gone her way. Despite winning a championship, it's really, really weird. Okay, well. What? That's two different women's championship matches between SmackDown and Raw. There is another one on Raw. Becky Lynch takes on Maxine Dupri again. And similar to the women's US championship that we were just talking about, this one also changes hands.
Yeah,
Back to Becky Lynch.
I was surprised by that, but ooh, did Maxine not help herself with this one? That roll out of the ankle lock where she just walked out of the where she just walked out of the ring was one of the ugliest spots I've seen in a while. Yeah, just not a good night for her, really. And then the finish was kind of this finish is really lame. I mean, if you're
Yeah,
gonna ch
that
like I
left
said it,
more of a bad taste in my mouth than
yeah.
anything. If you're wanting Becky Lynch to cheat, have her really cheat. Like
Yeah, it
that hand
was.
on the rope bit. Like, at least when you put your feet on the rope, you're like, oh, okay, I understand the leverage perspective here and what it's gaining them. And even if you grab tights, you're like, okay, I get it. You have a little more, you know, material there that's helping pin someone. The hand on the rope never really struck me as that great of a way to gain additional leverage.
Nah, if you really think about it, no, it really doesn't. And then if it's gonna be that blatant, why wouldn't this why the announcers immediately are calling it? Why isn't this decision getting reversed? Adam
Oh.
Pearce is running around all night. Where's he at when this is happening? He's
Yeah,
just gonna let this one stand?
I'm not going to give Adam Pearce too hard of a time just because I feel like this has been a professional wrestling problem for a while.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, right. It just seems extra egregious the way it was all handled. You know, Maxine's in the ring crying, and there's just like,
No.
I don't think she's gonna be put in any position to get it back either. So it's just like, ooh, I mean, yes, her own performance was lacking in this one after showing some signs of real strong signs of improvement. But ooh,
Oh.
yeah, she's not coming back right back from for this one. This is Becky getting the belt back, you know, by, you know, illegal means or what have you, but she's moving on.
Oh yeah. Like you said, like I feel like even if Maxine had had a pristine match, she wouldn't have been coming back for the championship. You
No,
know, like her
it's
and Becky have feuded for long enough. It needed to move on, even though it's had its own breaks. That
Right.
is for sure. It has certainly had its fair share of breaks.
Yeah. And now we're back to Becky Lynch holding the Intercontinental title. And
Yeah.
all the problems that causes because it's just because it's her. It oftentimes feels more important than the Women's World Championship.
Yeah, and it also helps, and I mean, we already talked about it, when you have that many big names in the tag team division, that, that's the one peril of the women's tag team division as it is currently. When you have the Rhea Ripley and Io Sky and Charlotte Flair, and even I mean, not that she's really done a whole lot lately, but even Alexa Bliss, you could have her in a championship match. I mean, there's just a lot of women off the table, period, end of sentence, for any for both of the championship. Oh yeah, because what? We're still going back to and it wasn't a women's match, but another women's segment on Raw. Raquel Rodriguez attacks a already injured Stephanie Vaquer, who did not seem to be too concerned about the ankle injury. So I'm assuming it's a fairly minor thing that
It seems like
in
it's something minor, yeah. But yeah, we're keeping up like it up with Raquel. Okay,
Yep.
yeah.
I,
Exciting.
yeah, that, 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 I, and I guess that's one of those things where it's just like, I guess you need the heels, so it's okay that all the baby faces are in tag teams.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we're gonna stretch this out a bit. We're gonna hold off on certainly, we'll talk about her in a minute. Liv Morgan, going for the belt. Any other bigger names going for the belt? So yeah,
Well.
she'll be dealing with Raquel for the time being. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's early. It's early in that season. We're not ready to start revving the engines yet.
Yeah, and this is one where kind of unlike the end of Raw, this one to me makes a little more sense. If you don't
It
feel
does.
like
It does.
selling Liv Morgan and Stephanie Vaquer yet. Yeah, we need something in the meantime. So Raquel and other women will need to, need to make do to end up there.
And then speaking of Liv Morgan, she was involved in the only other match on Raw and the third women's match at defeating Lyra Valkyria after, well, Lyra looked like she was gonna blame Bayley for it, but it's just like Bayley helped you. She got rid of Roxanne. It's not her fault. You leaned against the ropes too long and just told Liv Morgan, "Hey, come hit me with your finisher."
Yeah, that
Yeah.
not the
The
it
Oblivion
wasn't
is
a
not the.
bad
Go ahead.
in-ring debut, but it was like a bad, like, that's a brain fart from Lyra, who
Yeah.
they have shown is more of a ring technician than
Yeah.
that
That,
kind of
yeah.
obvious error
And
would allow.
I love me some Liv Morgan, but man, the Oblivion is not the most practical finisher out there. It's a little getting into it sometimes is a little convoluted or contrived, I
Yeah.
should say.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting where I feel like they've found better ways to get to let's say the RKOs and even the soul snatchers. To me would be something that also needs to be set up, but it always seems more natural how they do it for a soul snatcher than they do for the Oblivion.
Yes, yeah, I do agree. Yes.
It's like you said, like, it just, there's a lot that goes into setting up that finisher. Like, I would not mind if she changed that up, quite frankly. But If she doesn't, whatever. All good. I don't care. It's professional wrestling.
Yeah,
So yeah, I mean that was kind of wild. That we were definitely very woman hump heavy. Because I don't think anything else, like, we didn't really have any other backstage segments, because everything other than the new LWO having a backstage segment prior to their appearance,
Yeah.
really.
I mean, the only other thing on the show we haven't really talked about, I guess, is the Usos' victory celebration. Basically, they just come out, talk, yeet. That's it. They were two talking segments into one segment. It was that was that was a rare feat, because that rolled right into the Stephanie McCary interviewing angle.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that interesting production choice there.
Yeah.
Not an innovation I was thinking about when we were talking about them
And
on the
speaking of
Netflix
it, and
debut.
speaking of interesting production choices, we've got the first 3 hour SmackDown of the year. You know what? For a 3 hour SmackDown, it was a pretty good show. You had your moments. Again, we talked about Matt Cardona earlier. We didn't really talk. I guess I blew past the Trick Williams debut during a Sami Zayn promo.
Yeah,
No,
we can dig into that, but there's still only so much to talk about
right. I
there.
mean, he's here. You'll he just
Yeah, not surprised.
it,
You know, he's
not
on the
surprising.
list of not surprising. Like, if you need
Right.
bodies and you want younger faces, you've finally gotten Carmelo Hayes moving in the right direction.
Yeah, he I believe I think he is. The whole thing surrounding the US title since Dragunov won it, where you're just end up in these kind of long matches with, underneath guys. I'm like, is it really elevating him that much? The win over Dragunov actually did, I think it was an excellent match. And it was at, I
Oh.
believe it was at the end of a double tape, near the end of a double taping, and it actually, woke the crowd up, basically.
Good for them.
Yeah, so that's good. Gargano is the first opponent. I guess that's fine if he's gonna start going back to the open challenge. Well, it's whatever. We'll see. I mean, it was definitely
Yeah.
sugar get off the pot with Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah, and they seem to be shitting.
They are shitting. It's all shitting.
They do not seem to be getting off the pot quite
That's
yet.
good. Well, that's good. I'm interested to see to see if he if he can elevate the elevate this role, because I'm not sure where Dragunov goes from here. Once it's
Oh,
done.
yeah, it was an interesting choice to have them have a little bit of a confrontation after that
Yeah.
match. And I'm kind of okay with dragging off there. Like, it was one of those things where I kind of started to think about it. I'm like, are they going to turn? Because is that the U.S. championship on that? Because the
Yes.
U.S. championships both on the same brand there.
Yeah.
I was thinking, is this a de facto cruiserweight championship right now?
It kind of is, I guess. I guess you could say that. I mean, someone who's maybe not quite a cruiserweight, but I'm not sure Tama Tonga understands how an open challenge works, because he's been sniffing around this U.S. title for months now, and he's never really taken a shot.
He's just had some weird and interesting segments in general, because
Yeah.
you made me think about the one with him and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, just some old scores or something like that. And I'm like, I mean, I know that you guys kind of openly mention New Japan now, so it's not entirely surprising, but it's still a little bit surprising. Shinsuke is definitely in a higher echelon than Tama Tonga is currently. So I think that's what made that dynamic interesting to me.
Well, Shinsuke's not really doing anything right now, and he was just feuding with them, so or kind of feuding with them, or it's so yeah. No, I guess I'm interested to see where that all goes. Solo in the MFTs. I have an 8-man tag with the Wyatt Six next week, or just coming Friday, I should say. We'll see where all that goes. No, that was all fine and that was all fine and dandy. They did a good job, putting the last bit of hype on Rhodes versus McIntyre for Friday.
Oh, yeah, that was really the main thing, a little bit of a through line for most of the 3 hours
Yes.
of
Yes. So,
SmackDown.
awaiting Drew's arrival, awaiting the announcement of the stipulations. The first falls a regular match. Second falls false count anywhere. Third falls the opposite of false count anywhere in a cage. Which you make
All
sense of that. Yeah. That
right.
all makes
Now,
sense. Yeah.
question for you. Since Drew McIntyre specifically said old school cage, does he mean the blue cage, sir?
I don't think that's what I unfortunately don't think that's what they would have done that. They would have done that when they had that one cage match on Saturday's main event. I don't think they're gonna.
Just
Don't
had to ask the
get my hopes
question.
up. Don't get my hopes up. But this is yeah, and then of course they do the angle where McIntyre has taken the prize photo of Dusty and Cody and then ends up burning it in a trash can. Begging Cody to hit him, so that put up that sets the stage for a big match, huge title match on Friday SmackDown. Gotta imagine it's gonna take up the entire pretty much the entire maybe the entire third hour with all three falls.
Yeah, that's gonna be a long match.
But yeah,
That
it
is gonna
definitely
be a
is,
long match.
and. Does Drew McIntyre have to win? Did they have to get this belt on him? He's been doing this character of the guy who always gets screwed over, who always gets this, who's always got a new complaint. It feels like if he loses this, it's over.
Yeah, like he is really out of excuses after this one.
Yeah.
Especially when he gets to pick all the stipulations. And he definitely seems to, at least from what they've shown on TV, he has the mental edge on Cody. So
Yeah.
it's just like everything is coming up roses for Mr. McIntyre at the current moment. Because I guess they haven't done it, but is Drew McIntyre allowed to attack Cody Rhodes?
He actually is allowed to attack. He's allowed to attack Cody before the match, yes. Cody's not allowed to attack him. And apparently Cody's also not allowed to defend himself if Drew does attack him.
Because, yeah, that's what I'm like. Hold on, I don't think they put that qualifier out there.
That's pretty wild, but I'm sure we won't see them, before really we'll see them before they come out for the match. Yeah, I know we didn't get the title change on Monday, but it's feeling like should it happen here? For the sake of Drew's character, I say yes.
Yeah, not that I'm not like, well, yeah, Cody Rhodes' reign, second reign here has been kind of meh, but I've also kind of chronicled how the WWE has failed baby faces for like years and in between regimes also. Like, this isn't a Triple H problem. This isn't a Vince problem. It just seems like a WWE problem.
Not
And
wrong.
him losing the championship, it might actually help. Especially, babyface pursuit seems to work better for them. And honestly, should Cody not decide to re-pursue the championship, he can get by without it. He can really get by without it.
Yeah,
And just have personal feuds moving forward. Like, I think Cody is a big enough name now that he does not necessarily need a championship
right,
involved.
and possibly the bridge to getting McIntyre the title and Cody and the title off of Cody. Made his return to Friday Night SmackDown. Randy Orton returned in the beginning of the show to interrupt the Miz's crying session. Just hit him with two RKOs. That is pretty much it. But I feel like the ideal finish is Randy Orton accidentally costs Cody the title. Accidentally somehow shuts the door in Cody's face.
I think all of us have kind of chronicled, no one's gonna boo Randy Orton, so just don't
Right.
try at this
Yeah.
point.
Yeah, no. They'll do Cody. I hope one Paul Levesque isn't the only person who doesn't realize that. Because if they go for with Cody winning this match and Cody and Orton next, even if they have Orton do the most dastardly possible things to Cody, it's not gonna matter.
No. And I mean, even Edge, like, it did not work for him, when in his time in the WWE. They tried to turn him heel and it really didn't work.
No, you've reached that point. Well, I mean, they found out the hard way about John Cena with that.
Oh.
It might even be harder with Randy Orton.
I would say it's at least as hard, if not harder. So Randy Orton, another one, 3 hours of Raw. Hey, look who's back. Look who can fill some time.
Oh yeah,
Randy
any
Orton.
yeah. Randy Orton has been the ultimate time filler. Well, you know what? He hasn't been that in a long time. We haven't seen
No.
Chin Lock Randy in a well, he's not a heel anymore, so we don't get Chin Lock Randy anymore.
But I mean, he definitely has he takes his time getting to the ring these days.
Oh, he does. Oh, yeah. That's where
He
he makes up
burns
the
time.
time.
He
Yeah.
makes up some time in other avenues these days.
Oh,
There
he
may
knows
not
me.
be as many chin locks, but that man knows how to milk a crowd, and
He
tip of the
does know how to
cap.
milk a crowd. Yes. He does know how to do that. That's for sure.
Not a complaint. That is a compliment.
No.
And I'm trying to think if there was anything else, because I mean, the women's tag match was kind of whatever. We already talked about Julia and Chelsea Green. Oh, main event of SmackDown.
Yes.
Good Lord. The fact that Damian Priest said we've been at this for 6 months during his promo, I'm like, wow, it's really been a half a year, huh? Again, I
It
know
feels like it.
injuries
Things
have
happen,
played
yeah.
their part, so it maybe has
There were
legitimately
that.
stretched out to 6 months.
It may very well have. But give them credit. They had a hell of a finale.
Like there is no busting any chops. The only thing that you can say, really in complaint of this whole thing is, what the fuck does Aleister Black do now? Like
Yeah, that's a question, yeah.
he finally has a good match, and finally one that, despite the loss, really kind of showed off what he could do,
I mean, he can
and.
feud. He can do his spooky stuff with someone else.
Oh yeah,
You could go up against any, SmackDown mid-carder, really.
I guess
The
that
question
maybe
probably
that's
is
what it is.
more. Probably, probably.
That's
The
the
question is
answer.
probably more Priest. That's like, is there anywhere higher for him to go right now?
I guess he's another one that maybe you have him chase the US Championship if you want to.
Ooh, that's not. Oh, I don't know. Not loving that height difference.
Yeah, that really ruins my cruiserweight theory that
Yeah.
I tossed out earlier.
Yeah.
Because Damian Priest not in that category. But yeah, I mean that's the only thing. Like, I don't think he's jumping back into the world title picture.
No.
Especially with Cody with the championship, and even with Drew. I guess you could do that. Actually, that might work out. But I mean, he's not going to
It's
win the
bringing back an old,
match.
f yeah, it's bringing back an old feud from last year, but you could do it. I mean, technically, Priest won the feud, which is just one of the ridiculous things. Like, McIntyre goes away for a while after that, and then he returns just right back at the top of the card. While Priest was middling with this with this situation for 6 months.
Oh yeah, I mean at least he did get the dub in the end.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think. I mean, Priest hasn't gotten on a PLE since like the spring. I don't think.
Oof, that would not surprise me. It's definitely
I
been a
don't even think.
rough go.
I don't even think he made a two-night SummerSlam. That's rough.
Yeah, it has definitely not been the year of Damian Priest.
No,
That
no, no.
is 100% for surezies. But yeah, hell of a match. Really did enjoy this one.
Yes, definitely did.
So, tip the cap to both those gentlemen. I guess I watched parts of Collision, Chris, but I'm assuming you did not.
I did not know.
You know what? More women's wrestling. There's a lot of women's wrestling. If you
There is, and AEW's
you kind of like
done
that thing.
AEW's made some good strides with their women's wrestling. You got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, and similar to the WWE, they're like, hey, these single stars that we don't want going after championship belts right now, why don't we just throw them in tag teams? See Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa. Things can work out.
I guess.
So,
Right.
yeah, a lot of women's wrestling out there. So that's what I'll say about Collision. Because I don't really have any since I didn't finish it. I don't
Right.
have full thoughts.
Well,
There's a lot of
I guess maybe a couple of.
ridiculousness
Right.
on there
Yeah, there
too.
is. I guess maybe a couple of quick hit news items since this will be the last show of this week to really. Well, no. I guess you and Jeremy will have your show. Tommaso Ciampa likely not re-signing with WWE.
Oh yeah, that one A accounts for Johnny Wrestling going back into the singles pool this week. I just don't know what the WWE does with him. Like I would
Right.
be even as much as Triple H likes him, even with the expanded time frames, yeah, I don't
I
know where you
think
put Ciampa.
him and Candace are destined to be training at the Performance Center at some point.
That would not surprise me
Right. And
at
then
all.
Ciampa, I'm just not sure where he's at in his life. Is AEW interested? Does he want to go back to the Indies? Is he done with wrestling? I don't know.
It's those are all valid questions. He's definitely up there and has had more health problems than some.
I know his neck's been bad. Well, best of luck. Best of luck to him. It takes a lot
Noah
to
will,
I mean, I'm sure WWE would have kept him around in some capacity. I mean, and you kept the checks rolling.
well, and he
So I guess
wouldn't
he's
be
kind of
the
bad.
first guy to get an agent role either. You know, like he might not be teaching classes at the PC, like the Garganos, but you know, they've definitely found ways to employ people should
And
they want to be employed.
one last bit. We are officially on Chris Jericho Watch 2026.
Oh, is his AEW contract officially up? As
Supposedly, but he
best
has
as
not
everyone
been
knows.
removed from the AEW roster page to the alumni section, which several people were this week.
Well, yeah, I do laugh at how much people are just like
I know.
salivating on the chance to be the first person like Jericho got moved to the alumni section. It's just like, oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't think you and I talked about it. I think I actually talked about it with Shahid, honestly. What are your thoughts on Chris Jericho back in WWE
You know what, for a last
situation?
run type of thing, it's the best move for him, really. That said,
Yep.
it wouldn't surprise me to see him show up, tomorrow on Dynamite. It's how he operates. He's, I don't think he's gonna do one thing, he'll do the other thing. It's lost some of its charm over the years, of course. Which being on AEW TV week in and week out for years and years and years is what lost its charm.
Yeah, it was definitely something since Jeremy and I tend to cover the AEW product more. Yeah, that was something that him and I talked about a lot, where it's just like Jericho had and he legitimately did not take a break for like 4 or 5 years in AEW or any like kind of sustained break. And
No.
like you even look
Small
at the
Fozzy
cat.
tours here and there, maybe, but that's maybe 4 or 6 weeks, and then he's back. It's just like, dude, don't you know how your last like 15 years in WWE worked? It
Yeah.
always
It,
worked. He would show
yeah.
up, he'd be around for 6 months, a year, then he'd bounce, maybe come back a year or so later, bounce again. That worked for you, dude.
Yeah, and that's what that was just gonna say too, is like you scroll back in his history and it's like 5 years with the WWE, but like you said, like he had like these giant chunk breaks where he's gone like anywhere between 4 to 12 months.
Yeah,
It's just
or
like
years, or there were years between certain runs, like
yeah, like yeah, you would have thought that he would have learned, because I mean that was still one of the wilder things when people were like go, it's like when people really started chanting "go away" at him, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna make this part of the act," and it's just like
Oh, the Jer using the term
no,
Jericho
dude.
Vortex on TV. Like, oh my God. This is I know you're trying to sound like you're self-aware, but you're really not.
Yeah, like, and that was the same thing too, where it's just like, oh, dude, I know you're trying to co-opt this so that so you can sound cool, but oof, this is not working for me, sir. Not working at all. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not enamored with the WWE run. I oof. He is even subpar for what the WWE does now, athletically in the ring, even if they're not as maybe crazy athletic as AEW is. Their psychology still fucking stinks on wheels, but. Those are two different categories for me.
Right. For WWE, it is a last run that he does have to actually retire at the end of.
Yeah, I guess that is the other thing. Like, it needs to, and I don't know. Like, I guess it's kind of wild, but also not surprising that we're having all these last run kind of people around the same time, because all of them are also in a similar age bracket.
Right, they are, yes,
Because
and
I don't know what the age difference between John Cena, AJ Styles, and Chris Jericho is, but it's got to be pretty minimal.
it probably is pretty fairly minimal. I imagine Jericho's the oldest.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just like, oh, let's go ahead and actually look this one up. 55.
Ooh, that might be a bigger gap than we thought. That's closer to Goldberg.
Yeah, 48 for John Cena. So yeah, I guess Styles and oh, okay, yeah, Styles 48.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess
And then we also
Jericho
throw
is
I guess we also throw Brock Lesnar in there as well. He'll be on his last. He's probably.
yeah, I've
I
got it.
imagine that's probably 48 years. Probably 47, 48, 49, somewhere in there too. I don't know if he's 50 yet.
48 also.
48. Wow, that's a hell of a trifecta there.
Yeah.
Gunther's got a quadruple. Gunther's got his work his
He
work
really
set up
can be
for
the
him.
next he really can be the next legend killer, or
Yes, he can.
retire all these legends. Him retiring Brock Lesnar would be that would really that needs to be the last one.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I do. I agree.
I don't care how you order it, Brock, him and Brock, last one. So, okie doke. Any other small tidbits to throw in there before I talk about some beer here, sir?
Nope. Go ahead. Talk about your beer.
Prairie Artisan Ales, Little Dunk. This is one that I believe my brother brought to or we found in Altoona, Pennsylvania. It looks like it is packaged by Krebs Brewing Company and McAlester, Oklahoma. It's a stout with cream-filled cookies, vanilla, and cocoa nibs.
Nice.
Everyone knows what that means. This is essentially an Oreo beer. It doesn't really taste like an Oreo, but it does kind of have a nice chocolatiness. It does have a little bit of a sweetness in that vanilla from the middle of a such a sandwich. And yeah, pretty good beer. I really like it. Like I said, I believe it was one of the beers that my brother left around, so I snagged it over the holidays here. You might be able to find it elsewhere. If he found it in Pittsburgh, you can probably find it in your local jurisdiction. That sounds like they're delivering all over the place if they're packaging it in Oklahoma. So there it is, bell time beer of the show. People might be able to look for the Prairie Artisan Ales. I'm not sure about the Little Dunk in particular. This does definitely seems like a seasonal beer. It's stout, generally winter. So I guess you still might be able to find it, given that it is still winter. So at Tofrango11 for the bell time beer suggestions. The brand is at Steinkernay. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.